Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 10th, you'll be getting a physical abundance box. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhower.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
I think so much of the world grows up with that feeling of like needing to earn. And I think that there's something to process. And I also think that people get bored when they're sitting around, because I think, you know, if you look at these blue zones, all of these people living into their hundreds, they don't stop showing up, right? When they're grandparents, they're living there. So they're taking care and they're still running their bread baking business and they're still working the land. And, you know, we feel good when we're in action, when we're in service. So I think there's a balance to that. I think it's what's underneath it that matters. The feeling of, oh, I'll never be enough, so I have to keep moving. That's a feeling that we can let go of, but we can choose, because we have so much to give, we can choose to move from that place. That's a totally different alignment, right? Choosing to move because you know how smart and you know how much you love people is a really different space in which you're moving from than I have to earn my keep. It's like, that's just noise. And we all have that stuff in our head, but that's not really the reason you're moving into action. You're moving into action because you love human beings. You love being creative. You love being busy. You love conversation. And that's a joy for you. You'd rather do that than sit around. Like, you get your workout in and then you're ready to move. So that's actually healthy. And I would say if you could actually see who you are and fully claim it, all of these people will be no one can believe anything about us that we don't believe about ourselves. No one, right? So it's like, you have to fully believe this and claim this, and they will be so happy you did, because people are that influenced. It's like, if you're in, so are they. They got it, right? So I think it's really about, and not lying to yourself. It's really about asking yourself, what do I really believe? You know, I really do believe that it's about the resonance. So I am behind that, right? And there will be tons of people in this world who don't agree with you, and they're okay. They're allowed to have that, right? Most people play from ego. So they look at, instead of, you know, it being about residence, what cool copy could I generate? What flashy products could I create? And that's where most people will go and gravitate, and they'll respond to stuff like that, right? It doesn't really move very, very far, right? What moves really far, you think about Marie Kondo, it's like, it's just one question. Does it bring you joy? It's not fancy. She doesn't really have a fancy, you know, she doesn't have all these props. It's not a very in-depth method, but it's the resonance of that question. Does this bring you joy? And everybody leans in and goes, I don't know what this little woman just said, but like, I can't get enough of her, you know? And it's the resonance of that. And she's willing to say, oh yeah, that's all that matters. Like all those other tech, it's like dieting, right? It's like, people can take on all these diets. They don't work. Every study will just, doesn't last. The thing that lasts is changing your identity, right? It's changing the way you think about yourself. And when you make a decision that you're the kind of person who takes care of themselves, and you make a decision that your identity is now this like person who believes that they deserve to be loved and take care of like their health, you don't have to worry about all the things you have to do and putting the cayenne pepper with the lemon water. It's like, your body will just figure it out. Like, it's those big resonant changes that make the difference. And I think you know that. So now it's like, oh, what part of me keeps wanting to meet people in what feels impressive to them? What part of me wants to talk to people's egos and feels like, unless I have a shiny, impressive ego and can talk about all the things, that I'm not worthy? And it's like, how about be a disruptor? Mm-hmm. You know, how about walk in and say, let's put all of this down. It doesn't work. Let's look at it a totally different way, right? Let's have sales calls totally differently. Let's do prospecting totally differently. Let's focus on listening. Let's focus on what the real problem is the person has and listen, because then they're going to help. They're going to tell you, they're going to give you more clues, right? And that I think you could do in your sleep, but right now you're skipping over it because you're like, there's nothing here. What's the point? And then like Colleen said, it's just like, well, then let me just fill up my days and be busy, as opposed to just, there's something very uncomfortable for you. About, I think it's almost, here's my spidey sense, my intuitive thought is, I think that there's been we all have like protection survival skills, we all do, and they're really fun to uncover. And one of them for you is, I'm really likable when I don't know how smart I am. Like, I'm really cute. And as long as I'm cute and I don't take myself totally seriously, people like me. And then I'm just like this silly, cute. And it's like, well, all of that's true. You're playful and you're silly and you're cute and you're all those things, but you're really someone to take seriously. Like, you have three kids who are not feeling horrible about themselves and doing drugs, and in a world where there's like constant stimulation from TikTok, and like to have a family that is together, there's a lot serious about you. It's actually really serious. Like, it's serious business, right? There's a real health and well-being and vitality to the life you've led. You've led that family and you do not own it. It's like, I'll sit at the dinner table, but in order to make everybody's egos feel comfortable, I'll kind of cheat that, like, I don't think I'm all that and I'm just cute and it's fine. And it's like, it's not really fine anymore to do that. You can still be all of those things that you are, but it's time to really be serious about how impressive and how much you do know. Do you know what I'm saying? And not give that power away. And I just kind of feel like that scares you to really be big and own it and not like dim it down. It's like, it's not impressing anyone anymore to do that. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.